When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with Yuatsi
and Louie, aka the baddest perra.
You guys, today's episode, I'm really nervous for it.
I don't want to film this one, but Yuatsi and then everybody in the comments
Everyone wants to know. So, es que tiene miedo.
I know, low-key, that's why I hate, not that I hate it, but I get nervous talking about these things because I almost feel like the entities are going to come back and drag me. Like,
pues por eso, te persinas antes, mijito. Persinese. No, ah! Anyway, no, wait. Is this the first time you're wearing makeup on our podcast?
This is, you guys. This is the first time.
Oh, my God. It is.
So I did my makeup today, you guys.
I like your eyeshadow. What you wearing?
Getty.
They don't want to know. Anyways.
Just a little something for the girls. So como siempre, we have my spelling bee. Do you have a word picked out?
I do. And I have a little something different for you.
Different.
So I was reading the comments because we do read the comments, you guys. We're like, we're reading all the comments, and I saw that people were saying that Louie should try spelling the word, but like writing it with a whiteboard, that it might help you better. Because in earlier one of the podcasts, Louie was like, I'm a visual person. So maybe if you're seeing yourself spell it.
I was going to say, because I was like, that's
going to make it black.
Easier. Oh, easy, obviously purple. I was going to say, that's going to make it so much easier, but like, that's the goal, right?
Well, yeah, we want to make you pretty and smart. Okay.
Impossible.
So today's word
is avestruz.
A-V. And he spells Yuatsi for avestruz. It's going to be misspell. Like how you're about to misspell the word.
That's mean. You're going to make me misspell. Wait, isn't that ironic how the word misspell is like hard to spell?
It's hard. Even I saw it and I was like, wait. And I was like, that's not any. Pues enséñanos.
Pues que bien.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So M.
Uh-huh.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-M.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Miss. Like that? Double S?
Oh, on the thing, it just looks like a bunch of lines.
Over who? Miss.
Wow, Louie.
P E L L? No.
Yo no te voy a decir nada. Tú no vas a decir cuando hayas acabado.
Así. M I S S P E L. All the listeners are like, fine. They all had to lower the volume. That's wrong?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Okay. Another L. Miss. Really? Pinche inglés pendejo, mis peye. Why the is there two L's? No, but you know what? When I was first writing it, I literally was like, okay, double L. But then I was looking at it, I was like, no, that looks weird. Like double S, double L.
Yeah, but it's double.
But you see how, like, why would there need to be another L in misspell? Misspell.
Misspell.
I know, misspell.
I don't know, but I mean, you got it on the second. You're getting so much better. Before, you couldn't even get it on the first one. I mean, on like the 20th one.
I know when I'll be pretty and smart.
When?
When English stops being stupid.
Ah, English is so hard. Pero ya ves, last episode también te di una en español y no pudiste.
Yes, I did. Paranguriturikimiki. Oh, babe, pues con razón.
Okay, so are you ready to start our scary story?
Okay, you guys, so...
Wait, first.
What?
Make your scariest ghost sound. How that?
Oh, yeah, that's what it
like
is.
Like, you're a fantasma. Come on.
Bitch, I don't know how to sound like you. I don't
try,
know.
Like, pretend you're coming back to haunt.
I'm like, I don't know what I was gonna do.
Me feel.
Ash's all singer.
She's like, me. No way. Hey, yeah, do your best Yorona impersonation.
Me see. All right.
I picture her all like, I know I'm not talking bad about her. She's gonna come get me.
No, knock on wood.
No, she's not. But very much like, me see.
Bitch, all song. No, you guys, low key, I do get really nervous like making fun of these things. Y tú acá cantando la pinche llorona. A ver, cuando estés dormida, she's gonna be like, me, I'll belly dancing in front of you.
Andale, andale. No, okay, no more.
I do get like scared laughing about these things because, like, in all seriousness, I know ghosts and paranormal stuff like that, it's like everybody's has their own opinions on it, but we've witnessed some, you know, what we believe is paranormal shit that we can't really explain. Pero siempre están esos pinches pendejos out there who, like, have a weird-ass logical explanation. But déjame creer lo que yo quiero creer.
Right. So si crees en, like, ghosts and stuff.
Yes.
Yo también. I feel like with everything we've witnessed, like, it's kind of impossible for us not to.
And, like, we have, like, friends and stuff who, like, we will tell and they're, like, not believers. So, like, for example, but, oh, like, we heard like the floor creaking. They're like, well, your house was built in like 1871. Like, it's gonna be creaking. And I was like, no, don't pinche fantasma.
No, fantasma, tú no sabes.
We're gonna tell you guys our stories and you guys let us know what you guys think. And if you've had any scary paranormal stuff, comment it down below.
I'd like to know the whole story. I know. I want to know too. I want to know. I love hearing, sickening.
I hate telling scary stories, but I love hearing them.
And I feel like every time we hang out with our friends, like, you guys got any new scary stories?
All of us, it's always a thing. We all sit down and tell each other scary stories. Aww, and stuff. But
you guys are basically one of our homies for today's episode. And we're going to tell you some more scary stories that we've experienced.
Or like... We're gonna elaborate.
Yeah.
So on the first episode, when we were talking about me and Yuasi's relationship, we talked about our first house and how there was a lot of paranormal stuff in there. And then I mentioned there that whatever it was followed us to the next house. And Yuasi was like, no, it didn't. Oh shit, sorry. It's all coming out of me. No. Like, it followed us to the next house. And these experiences, I was there for some of them, but a lot of them were just Yuasi's. Like, nobody else in the house was really experiencing these things unless you were with Yuatsi or you were Yuatsi.
That's scary.
It's not even you. You're the ghost.
But as we told you guys in the first episode, if you haven't watched it, go listen to the other one. Mm-hmm. I think we told you guys that later we found out that the first house we moved into as kids, they were doing witchcraft in that house. The past tenant, era como bruja, right?
Yeah, like some sort of like... dark magic or something, because I mean, we don't know exactly if it was witchcraft, but from what they explained and from what they saw, mm-hmm. it very much like looks like it was witchcraft.
But they were doing that in the room where me and Louis slept, like mm-hmm. our kid's bedroom. So Louis likes to say that el pinche fantasma me siguió to the next house. And it was scary because it literally just happened to me. So at mm-hmm. some point, I thought I was going crazy.
Yeah.
But one of the first things that I remember moving into the house, and it was honestly, it was an apartment. We moved into an apartment. So mm-hmm. there was a bunch of other apartments around us. But it was just weird because from the beginning, I just felt like con miedo in the apartment. But I think it's also because it was my first time being in a room, like a big girl room. I got my room.
Yeah, because we all shared. All three of us slept in one room. So they gave Yuatsi her own room, and then me and Andrea slept together. So
yeah,
I feel like my parents thought it was a little bit of that. But then also, this Yuatsi was like teenager vibes. So uh-huh. I feel like she started watching scary things. So my parents were like, Andele, you wanted to watch those pinches
for real? Películas? Yeah. Like, ¿para qué estás viendo eso? ¿Ya ves? Por eso no te puedes dormir.
Yeah, very those vibes.
But honestly, you guys, well, I still don't know to this day, like, what exactly it was. But I would remember when I would try to sleep, a lot of the times I would hear, like, bangings on the wall. Mm-hmm. scratches on like my wall, and I would tell them like, dude, last night I kept hearing like the scratches again, like all this stuff. And then the creepiest part was that every time I would try to sleep, I swear I would hear somebody come to my ear and just literally be like, to my ear, y yo acostada, and I'd just be like, oh fuck, like what the fuck. And every time que me despertaba, I would never see anything, I would never hear anything, but it was like when I was almost asleep, but every time ya estaba like ready to go to sleep, and I just hear like,
and like the thing that made it scary for me was remembering her telling my parents, or like crying, and like, because my parents were just kind of like, cállate. Like, yes. My parents, I feel like they just didn't want to like believe what she was saying, because what was true, because we had just kind of moved there. Two, my parents worked hard for us to move to those apartments.
Yeah.
And because they were fairly new apartments. So, when she would tell my parents that, I'd get all scared, because like I would hear her and I would see like the fear of her telling the stories, and like, ma, por favor,
créeme, ma. But they wouldn't believe me. They're like, ah, pinche dramática.
Yeah, yeah.
But like some of the thumbs, like sometimes I would like to think like, okay, like maybe it was my neighbors on the other side. But nah, dude, some of the thumps be coming from like my closet and shit, or like the living room. Y todos ya estaban dormidos, and then I'd hear like a, poof, like a loudest thump, and I was like, bitch. And I would just kind of be like in the room by myself, like, hello, call my chile appointment, like, hey, can you come to the company?
All to your benefit. Yeah, the ghost was like, you're welcome.
Nah, dude, that was scary. And then one of the times that finally estos mocosos experienced something with me was a little earthquake in my room. That you remember? A ver, what do you remember?
So from what I remember, it was me, Andrea, Yoatsi, and one of Andrea's friends. So yeah, that's what really made us be like, oh, we're not going crazy. Because there was somebody else. We didn't tell them like everything we were experimenting.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, they were just over like any casual day.
We were having a sleepover.
Like, yeah, we're just like hanging out.
And we were sleeping in Yoatsi's room. And I remember I was laying down. So like the TV was on a little like nightstand, and I'm laying down right under it. And then Andrea and her friend were behind me. Yoatsi was on her bed.
Uh-huh.
We were watching like some funny shit, like it was not good, but like nothing scary.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, it starts feeling like a little earthquake in there. And the fucking TV, I literally remember, because I was under the TV, I remember the TV like moving, and all of us were like, we look at each other, we like, get scared.
Oh shit.
And we like run out of the room to my parents' room, because we were like, earthquake, like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
and
literally.
Like, mind you guys, we lived all the way on the top floor.
It was like a third floor.
Yeah. So we were like, bitch, si algo pasa, and the whole building collapsed. We're like, all the way at the top, it's gonna be hard to get down. So we run to my parents' door, blah blah, and then my parents wake up like, what the fuck, blah blah. And then we're like,
no sintieron el temblor, like, yeah. We were freaking out,
and they were like, que pinche temblor ni que ocho cuartos. I was like, no, it was, because it wasn't even like a cute like, oh shit, was that an earthquake, like, dude, the TV was literally all aguada. So we were like, nah. And then that, so when it happened, we didn't think like paranormal.
No, we thought it was like just an earthquake.
And then my parents didn't feel it. We went outside to open the door to see if anybody else was like,
we thought everybody, because it was literally like a little community of apartments. So we were like, dude, everyone's going to be outside. Like, whoa, neighbors, did you feel that? Like, very chismoso vibes. No one was nobody out there.
And then I think we like looked up. You know how like if you go on the internet and you're like, earthquakes in the area or
in
something
the area,
like that.
Yeah.
And like there was no sign of a fucking earthquake. Like literally, that's what made us be like, oh shit, like, was that?
So we were so confused.
Yeah, we were all tripping within ourselves, because we're like, what the fuck? So from what I remember, there was no actual earthquake, but we fucking felt that shit. And like, we know, I remember like asking people too from the little apartment the next day, like the kids we would play with, like if they felt it, everyone's like, no, you guys are crazy. So that's when we were like, wait, was that like a paranormal?
And that's moment. When I told them, and I was like, you guys fucking see? And I was like, I told you, like, there's some scary shit happening in my room. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, and it kind of made me feel better, because I was like, okay, I'm definitely not going crazy. There's definitely something going on. And I think finally, after that, Luis and Andrea told my mom, like, we were trying to explain to them the next day, like, there was an earthquake, like, we all felt it. And Luisito was like, the TV was moving, blah, blah, blah. And I think my mom was finally like, okay, maybe I'll leave it a little bit.
There was more, too, because aside from that sleepover, Yoatsi would always have, like, this other friend of hers sleep over. And I remember that one time where you guys, I was still in my room with Andrea. And then the middle of the night, like fucking 2 a.m., I get woken up by hearing like Yoatsi like panicking and her friend panicking. You guys knocked on my parents' door that somebody banged on your window.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah.
And then
And this happened at like, it was like 2, 3 a.m. Uh-huh. Like we were, yeah, you were, oh my God, I totally forgot about that. But yeah, we were like watching movies. We were teenagers, so we stayed up pretty late. It was like 2, 3 a.m. Bitch, we just hear this crazy, like loud ass fucking knock on the window. And I remember my window, like I literally opened the whole window and my friend went to go check the door because the apartments were small. So in Chinga, we went to go check because we thought it was like one of the neighbors fucking with us. Mm-hmm. So I go, bitch, there was no one. It was like dead silent. Like I could have, if it was a person, I would have been able to hear their footsteps or because them running.
We live like in the middle of the hallway. So you would have seen or heard somebody like running.
Yeah.
Like one way or the other. Because we were like, it's a far run from either way. I mean, unless, that's what I'm saying. There's always like a logical explanation. Like it could have been somebody that knocked or anything. But when you put everything together, like the whispers and like her freaking out to my parents, the thumps, the little earthquake, like, of course, like for somebody, there's always going to be a logical explanation. But like in our side, experiencing everything we did in the other house and then there, it just all seemed like, bitch. And then on my side, it wasn't to any of us. And it got to the point where there was so many times that my parents finally took her serious, and that's when my mom like blessed your room.
Yeah, my mom was like, okay, like I'm just gonna get kind of hurt, but on muscle starme, like I don't really believe you, but I'm still gonna get some agua bendita and I'm gonna literally like scrub your room clean with it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, so that's literally what she did. I remember we went to San Juan Bautista and she bought like a little thing of holy water from the church. She literally just sprayed it like everywhere. And she was just like persinando my room, kind of saying like a little prayer. And I was there with her and we were just like blessing my room basically. And weirdly enough, after my mom blessed the room, everything seemed like chill.
Well, she also bought you the little, the crucecita. Do you remember? I don't know if you have it or my mom has it. Somebody has it, but it's like made out of like.
Oh, I have it.
Oh, you have it.
It's literally right here in the next room.
I knew I just saw it somewhere. Room. It's in but the kids' room. She bought the crucecita along with like the agua bendita. And then I feel like ever since then, I didn't hear Yahtzee.
Yeah, she literally put it right on top of my donde dormía, like right on top of my headboard. She put it there and then she blessed the room. And I even felt more like more sane knowing that like Diosito was on my side. I was like, okay. But after that, basically everything chilled. And I was like, ay, qué bueno.
Oh, that's cute that you still have the little crucecita. Because I know I had just seen it somewhere, but I was like, where did I see it?
Yeah, I have it in the kids' room. My mom actually had it. And then she's like, mira lo que encontré. She's like, go put it in the kids' room. And it's literally right here in the next room next to me. Yeah.
But in that house, well, that apartment, we never like saw anything. But in those same apartments, so these little apartments are kind of like buildings.
Yeah.
So right across the street, like literally as soon as you cross the street, it's another building of the same apartments. It's
it just was, like a, how many a apartments would you say per little building?
Oh my God, dude, I don't know.
Like 30?
So many.
There was so many apartments.
There was a lot. But,
so we had hella neighbors.
Across the street on the other building with more apartments, había una señora that would take care of us. Mind you guys, it's like literally right next to each other. So coincidentally, this lady would take care of us and there was paranormal shit that was happening there as well. But these were visual paranormal stuff.
I know.
I hate this one. I think I talked about this one years ago on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I don't remember too much about it anymore. Like, I don't remember how much in detail I went.
He tried erasing it from his mind.
I know. It's going to get scary.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
But I think even that time when I told it, I didn't fully remember, but.
Agárrense.
Long story short, from what I remember, no, you remember, como me dijo.
Only because, was I there?
Oh, fuck, you see my memory so.
I know, my.
Long story like a, short. Because
estábamos moco. Well, I was a teenager, but it's still hard to remember.
But long story short, I feel like she had told us something that there was like a little niñito that she would see at night.
Nos había contado la historia. She had told us like. Oh, like, aquí en mi casa, a veces hay un niñito que lo veo en la noche. Mm-hmm. And, like, I guess her husband, too, like, oh, sí, en la noche. Like, the husband confirmed it with her. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, sí, yo también he visto el niñito. And they were both telling us the story.
Because, like, she said that it started with, like, her hearing noises and stuff. But then eventually she finally saw that it was, like, a little boy.
That it was just, like, a random little boy that would appear to her in the middle of the night. Hallway. In the hallway. Yeah.
But she said that she believed it wasn't, like, a bad.
A bad entity.
Or bad entity. I don't know. But she basically was saying how in the hallway, like, this little boy would, like, appear and that he just had, like, pitch black eyes and it was, like, a faint, like a ghost type of thing.
Yeah, and she's like, se veía. Would she say que era blanco o vestido en blanco?
I don't remember. Something like
something that. Something like that. Either que se miraba blanco or estaba vestido en blanco. One of the two. I remember that because it painted the picture for me in my head of what this niñito looks like.
Yeah. And then whatever she had told us about them, we were like scared, but she'd be like, pero no se spa. Like, I feel like she almost told us, so, like, if we were to like come across it, to not get scared.
Yeah.
Because she would be like, pero no se asusten. Like, it's nothing bad.
No es nada malo. Like, si no se, yeah.
He's
like,
just
no
here visiting or something.
Yeah.
I was like, ay, gracias.
I know. We're like, okay.
And like, I don't know if it's because of that story, but like, her place always kind of gave me the chills. But I remember one time she was taking care of me and I was like sitting down on the couch with her. Like, she had made me like food. And then she's like, Luisito, no te asustes. Pero atrás de ti está el niñito. Bitch! It was just saying that. I want to like choke myself and run away. Oh, I hated God. That so much.
She's like, and she would, ¿cómo te dijo? She's like, ¿no lo ves?
And like, I literally like, I don't remember if I turned. I don't remember anything. I just remember her telling me that, but telling me, like, don't get scared.
Like
don't
very, panic. Like, chill vibes. Like, oh, no te vayas a asustar, pero, like, el niñito está atrás de ti.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, so qué bonito chill. Que jugar.
Like, hola, ¿cómo estás, amigo?
Bitch, yes.
Like, bitch.
I got so scared.
No, what scared me was when she was like, no lo ves?
Yes. And I was like, oh, hell no. And then she ended up telling, like, my parents that story. And then, I ended up telling my mom that, like, she was like, oh, like, he's there. Like, yeah. Whatever. But my mom basically got mad that she was telling me that stuff. Yeah, like, obviously my mom doesn't want me to fucking get scared and stuff. But, yeah, and then she never took care of me ever again.
I know. My mom was probably like, let's go. But I never saw the niñito myself.
Me either.
Thank goodness.
But it's just, like, a coincidence of, like, the stuff Yuatsu was experiencing and then that apartment and then the little boy and...
It was in the same apartment complex, so maybe the apartments were just haunted or something.
Yeah.
We and just then, didn't know.
Well, Yuati, what you told me, I don't know if that's true, but...
Well, so the husband of the lady had told us that supposedly... Because those apartments were fairly new to where we lived.
Yeah.
It was like a bunch of them, and they were built in the recent years, but supposedly before, era pura tierra. Like, I still remember cuando era just a bunch of land.
Yeah.
And supposedly years ago when our city was like, ooh, pura tierra y lodo and all that, that supposedly it was a panteón, like it was a cemetery. And then they just built on top of it.
And then when I heard that, it got me even more fucking scared because it's almost like maybe like energy that's like pissed off because we're like on top of
and
them.
I remember I used to watch a lot of like paranormal stuff because it's always kind of intrigued me.
Mm-hmm.
And like I remember watching some paranormal shows that just talk to you more about paranormal, and they would say that if you build anything on top of like where ghosts are at, or like if they have a home and you destroy it and you rebuild on top of it or stuff like that, like the entities in there get pissed. Like they get pissed, and then that's when they start like haunting or just like spooking you out because they don't want you to like fuck with their territory or like
where
they're at.
Do you think they leave like the bodies there, or do they like scoop them out? Because dude, one thing I didn't know is that like even when you're dead you have to pay for like your spot there, right?
I thought that was just in Mexico.
Really? I thought that was everywhere. Like, once you, like, pass away, you have to keep paying.
For real?
I think so. Like, you can't just, like, stay there for the rest of your life. Or, like, they put bodies on top of you or something like that. I don't know.
I would let us know in the comments below, you guys, if you know. I didn't know.
Because I was going to say, like, if they do build on top of it, do they, like, take the bodies out or ahí las dejan?
I would say que ahí las dejan. Like, you really think they're going to take the time to, like, unbury them? There's probably so many. They're probably like, ni modo.
That's scary, though. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, yeah, like... If there's a panteon, but a city needs to, like, expand or something, then you're like, sorry about it. Or I don't
sorry.
Because, like, eventually, like, after so many generations, like, somebody stops, like, people will probably stop visiting a certain panteon or they don't even know who that is. And maybe, like, they waited for that. I don't fucking know, but it's scary to think about.
Crazy how much like paranormal stuff I feel like us and like our family has experienced. Like I feel like there's people out there who have experienced like none.
I know.
Like for example, Alex, I always ask him like nothing has ever happened to you. He's like, no.
I know. Last time we were all like in a little get together telling like the stories, and then we had everyone was saying like scary stories, and then we had like asked him and he was like, mm-mm. Wait, but does Alex believe in like ghosts and stuff?
I don't know.
Because I was gonna say that's why it's depends on who you're telling, because I feel like if you're telling like a non-believer, they have to see something crazy for them to believe it, or they'll always think there's like a logical explanation for it. But then as somebody like us, who I feel like we're believers, if we can't like come up with a logical explanation, we'll immediately be like, It's a ghost.
Oh my God.
But like, just everything we've experienced, there's always something that's tied to it. Like the first house, the lady that was in there doing, I don't know what kind of dark magic. And then the Pantheon in this one. And then our neighbor that would take care of us. And then it was just, it all just, what a coincidence.
Did you ever, like, as a kid, go online and just look up, like, paranormal stuff?
Yeah, it's, like, always fascinated me.
Even me too. It scares the shit out of me. But, like, I remember middle school, kids would tell me stories. Mm-hmm. So I remember there's this, like, Panteón in Mexico. Fuck, I can't remember the name. But there's, like, a famous Panteón in Mexico that is, like, supposed to be haunted as shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't remember the name. It's pissing me off. If you guys know what I'm talking about, please comment it down below. But I would literally spend hours at school just looking at videos of the Panteón. Like, there was a lady walking under the stairs like a ghost.
What the heck? No, you know what? That just reminded me. There was one, two, I think it was in Mexico or something, somewhere, that there's a tree. Something that there was, like, there was like a vampire. The tree?
Yeah.
That one.
What's the story?
That, like, there was like a vampire, I don't know what, or somebody who, like, Dracula type of vibe. And they finally eventually were able to kill him. And he killed so many, like, kids and people.
Yes.
So then in order to kill him, they had to, like, take out his heart or something. And then they buried it. Y se creció un tree. And that the tree, like, cuando, if you would, like, scrape it or something, like, blood would come out. And then that there would also be, like, at night that you could see, like, the bodies of the people that he, like,
killed. I think it's in that same Panteón that I'm telling you about.
If anyone knows about those stories that we're talking about, let us know, and let us know if they're real or if they were, like, made up stories. But I remember, like, seeing that, and there was videos of people, like, going up to the tree and, like,
all these things. Que le salía sangre al árbol and all that. I remember that.
I feel like Mexico has, like, the most scary.
Do you believe things. In duendes?
I do. I hate duendes. I
you
don't
do?
Like that. I feel like if I were to see one, I'd freak out.
Ew, they're so ugly.
You've seen one.
Louis.
Bitch.
No, I remember that too, being one of the things that kids would always talk about, like, duendes and whatever. And that's why I feel like I don't like gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
Like the gnomes for decor. I fucking hate gnomes because I feel like it low-key reminds me of duendes. There's one right there.
Bitch,
I'm
no.
Scared.
I just don't want to see, like, something little, like, running.
And I know. It's all milky and honey.
But it's, like, one of those things where, like, people say, like, when you die, because, like, scientifically, yeah, right, I'm a biologist. Scientifically, we are just energy. Like,
right.
Our body is energy. So when we die, that's why they say, whether you believe in, like, afterlife or whatever it is, that's why they say, like, a fuerzas, no matter what, like, energy always goes somewhere. So, like, that's what they're saying, somewhere. Like, when we die, like, who knows, according to, like, everyone's beliefs, like, if there's an afterlife or whatever it is, but our energy is going to go somewhere.
Like, where is
it going
to go?
So, that's why people say, like, oh, like, ghosts or something, because, like, I mean, a ghost is still, like, energy.
Yeah.
And things like that. But that's why things like that scare me. And I'm like, yeah, like I believe in ghosts. I believe in, like,
too.
Bitch, also even, like, mermaids and aliens. Like, I believe in all
that
shit.
I do, too.
Okay, I thought you were going to say you don't. But it's because we can't be the only fucking things here in this earth.
For real, it's all ginormous.
But one thing I want to experience so bad, and I don't care in what circumstances, all right?
You want to be a mermaid. Ursula comes to turn you into a mermaid. Her.
No, I want to see aliens.
Dude, me too. Like,
even if they kill me right after. All right.
Wait, please tell me that you've seen all the stuff that happened with the Vegas.
Yes,
alien.
I saw that.
I was all into it, dude. I was like, ooh.
I know. I love it. But, like, at the same time, yeah. Me enfade. Because there's been so many videos of, like, people saying, like, that video where, like, they're going to go see the tractor.
Uh-huh.
I've seen so many videos of people circling where the aliens are. And then someone in the comments was like, at this point, there was, like, a million aliens in the backyard because everybody circles something different.
But it makes me so mad. And I see this in the comments, too. Like, we're in 2023. We all have 4K fucking cameras and phones. And you're telling me that no one can get a picture or a fucking video of an alien?
Literally, like, that's why when I think about it like that, I get so pissed.
I get so mad. Like, unless the government is just that quick with it, the moment an alien comes, they're just like hide it.
Or you always think like Men in Black, where they're like, they make you forget.
Oh yeah, they make you forget.
I'm
those
like,
ones too.
That's like real.
What if Men in Black is real, dude?
Well, there's been a lot of like video and footage of like the movie Men in Black, I guess, was inspired by like
real people?
Real people who like do shit like that. Like, oh my God, there's these videos too.
Oh shit.
That I saw. I've seen it online. I like went into it hella. Like there was this person who called about like an alien sighting or something. And that two guys appeared, but like called him and went in to like go investigate. Uh-huh. But that they were like all white, like albino almost.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
Yeah, like all their hair was white, like their skin, like nothing, like, and that they had like no personality, like just very like get to the point, whatever. They gathered all the information, then he never heard from them again or some shit like that. But I guess that's what, like, what, I don't know. But
they were all aliens themselves.
I know, all obvious. They're like, nuke, nah.
Yeah. Do you think aliens look like us or no? You think they do?
No, they, like, morph into us. That's why they say they, like, live among us.
Among us. I know. You're the imposter, huh?
Run.
No, I feel like, I don't know.
I feel like they do. Or I've also heard like the theory where they say aliens aren't from the sky, but from the ocean. Because they're saying how like our ocean is so big.
That gave me a scalofrío.
Like how we've only like discovered like 10% of the ocean or some shit. So it's like, what if aliens aren't coming from like up there, but they're coming from down there?
But dude, but the galaxy is huge.
Yeah. No, yeah, but I'm saying like it could also be from like down there. But like there's so many different type of life and scary shit.
Long story short, we're going to get an alien on our podcast.
Imagine. We all bring Andrea. No, but let's go back to the story because now we're all talking about science and aliens.
We got into a whole nother world, mama.
I know, but okay. This next one is, where are you at, Tina? It was scary. I've heard a lot of things.
This one, kind of like sad to talk about, and I'm getting like anxiety talking about it, if I'm being honest. Like a lot of anxiety talking about it. I might throw up. I might cry. I don't know. But this one actually just happened to me 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So very, very recent. It's when I already lived here in SoCal. So it was very, very scary. So long story short, I don't know if you guys remember, I went through something very traumatic at the beginning of 2021. It was very traumatic. So I was just going through a lot that year. Like 2021 was just very, very hard for me. And it's when I had first moved to SoCal. And I had jumped on the phone with one of my friends from back home, and he was just like, oh, like, how have you been? Like, I can sense like that you're sad, or I can just sense that you're troubled. Like, let me read your tarot cards. And I was like, oh, I don't really like mess with that stuff because I don't really know too much about it. But he was just like, no, like, it's nothing bad. Just like, let me read your tarot cards. Pero, dude, I should have known from the beginning, but they were just unas tarjetas, tarot cards de la muerte, I think.
I feel like I don't mess with anything. Like, I don't mess with, like, tarot cards. I don't mess with the Ouija board. Like, I've been offered to play that shit so many times.
Same, but, like, and I'm like, fuck no. And I'm like that, too. Like, no, I don't want to fuck with that shit. But something about the way that he was offering it to me made it seem like, oh, it's okay. Like, no va a ser nada malo. Like, nothing like that.
But that's more, like, energy-driven. So I know, that's why, yes. Like, because there's paranormal, but then that's also, like, I don't even know if this falls into paranormal or more, like, energy-driven.
You're messing with energies.
Yeah, and that's where, like, it gets a little scary. And also around that time is when she was super fucking into crystals, you guys. Like, super, like, she would always have, like, new crystals. And like she said, she was going through, like, a lot around that time. So I feel like
I was just trying to find anything that would help me feel better because I was really going through it. Like, it was a tough time. And that's when he told me, he was just like, oh, like, let me just read your tarot cards. Like, it's nothing bad. Long story short, he read my cards and everything was good. Just, I remember him telling me, like, oh, you're troubled, but, like, things are going to get better. You have to believe in yourself. You have to, like, trust yourself. Like, it was really positive feedback. So I was, like, sickening. And then I asked him and I was like, how do you know how to read these cards? Like, you never told me about it. And I've known you for quite some time. And he was like, oh, I actually just got them here. He sent me the link. He's like, here you go in case you want to get them. Y yo de pendeja me compré unas.
You actually bought them?
Yes. I bought a whole set. And that's when the bad stuff started happening. I bought myself playing with it. A whole set. Y te viene con un pinche librito that tells you how to use them, how to just mess with them or whatever. Pero supposedly nada malo. It just tells you what each card meant. And I spent some time like learning and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. This is so fun.
Andale.
Very innocent vibes. I didn't even think anything of it. Even like I got confident with them to the point that I started reading like my own stuff. And then I offered Louis once. And I was like, Louis, like, I got good at them. Like, let me read your tarot cards. Like, I saw him more of like a game, like fucking playing Uno or something.
No, bitch. She comes up to me and she's like, oh, my God, like, blah, 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 read my tarot cards, blah, blah. And I was like, bitch, like, for right off the bat, dude, I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And
I mean, she's una like, pinche regañada.
She was just like, well, it's just like, I wanted to, like, just see how it worked and like know more about it. And I was like, no, bitch, like I don't believe in that. Like, even like sometimes, not that I don't believe in it, but like I don't want to participate in that. Cause like I know sometimes people do like the tarot cards to like find, you know, more information, or you just like want to know more about how your life is going, whatever. Yeah. I'm that type of person that I'm just living the life in the moment, and I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know like my future. I don't want, like, I'm just living in it, cause then I'm gonna get in my head about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Yahtzee, she was like, no, I just heard like really good things. Like, he just told me like advice and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bitch.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was like, don't do that. And then, and you being happy. Thing.
Yeah.
She was like, let me read him. I was like, no. She's like, please. And I was like, no. She's like, I'm going to do it. And she started like fucking around that she was going to read him for me. And I was like, bitch, no, I'm leaving. I was like, if you keep telling me that shit, I'm going to leave.
But I was
scared.
I was fucking around with them. But it lasted me like a week. After that week, I started feeling like my whole world collapsed on me. Like, I don't know if it was the PTSD because of what I went through or what the fuck, but I literally felt like my whole world collapsed on me like this. Like, it went from one day to another. Like, I was so, like, loca. Like, I had so much anxiety, and Alex was there to see all of it. Like, I remember I would throw myself on the floor and cry and be like, what's happening to me? Like, I couldn't explain the feeling. But I was like, I don't know how I feel, but everything's wrong. Like, I don't feel good. I feel sick. I feel like I'm being drained. I feel like, I literally would tell Alex, I feel like there's something inside me. And I feel like I'm going crazy. And Alex, pobre Alex, he didn't know what to do. Yeah. I don't know if I ever told you about any of that, about how I was feeling.
A little bit. We weren't like, as close.
He was just like.
No, it's just, I feel like.
He's like, she's crazy. Here she goes again.
She was just going through a lot that, like, I didn't really understand, like, where this was coming from, like, or what it was being drawn from. But, yeah, my instant reaction, I didn't think it was about the tarot cards.
Yeah. And, like, it was just driving me so insane. To the point where I have a really good friend from back home where we live, and I ended up messaging up north. I messaged my friend and I was like, hey, I remember you telling me that you have like a Reiki healer, a person that can help you with your life when things are just kind of going crazy. I was like, is there any way I can contact her? Because I really think that there's something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And I literally would not tie it into the tarot cards. I was just like, what the fuck is happening to me? Yo no sabía, dude. But I literally felt possessed. And, like, somebody was controlling my mind and body. Like, it was really just odd. And I remember I flew all the way back up north, and I met with the Reiki healer. And the way they do their readings is very beautiful, very, like, with light, very, like, God-driven. Nothing negative, nothing of that sort. And, like in Mexico, the, ¿cómo se llaman las que te hacen limpias and stuff? Ay, what are they called? Curanderas.
Oh, there you
like
go.
Like, a curandera, basically. She gave me those vibes, like, all with God and positive light and positive vibes. Que te curan with like hierbas and like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave me those vibes, and she did like a really deep reading on me. And dude, the whole time I remember just like shaking and just feeling so many emotions as she was doing the reading. And dude, after I got done with the reading, it was insane. She's kind of like a psychic too. And she tells me, she was just like, she was like, I have a weird question to ask you, but by any chance, did you play with like the Ouija board or with tarot cards or with anything like that? And my mind literally clicked like this. And I was like, fuck, dude, are you serious? Literally, I was like, I played with tarot cards. And I told her where I got them, what they looked like, all this stuff. And she was like, oh, okay. And she was like, okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a talk, but no te asustes. But there is a shadow that was following you. You literally had a shadow that's been following you for the last like week and a half. And I was like, oh my God, like my whole body like turned cold. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean there's a shadow following me? She's like, yeah, te estaba siguiendo el shadow just like everywhere you went. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of just feeding off of your negative energy. And they love to just make you feel so negative. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what happened? Like, how come? Like the cards, she's like, well, if people don't know what they're doing and just messing with things like that, without you knowing, you open doors that lets negative energy come into your world, into your life. And she also told me, because you were in such a negative spot already and out of the bunch, you were like the weakest link. Mm-hmm. The shadow easily attached to you because it felt how negative you were already feeling. So it just literally attached to you and it was just following you around. And I don't know what its end goal was, but it was like just there to kind of ruin me vibes.
It was like, get the weak one.
I get the attacker. But it's so scary, dude. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm never playing with them again. She's like, get rid of those things. Like, get rid of them. And she cleansed me and she was like, ya te quité, la sombra ya no te está siguiendo, ya vas a estar bien. But it also kind of, that shit just kind of triggered so much like other negative PTSD and depression and anxiety. So it triggered my depression and anxiety so bad. So I feel like whatever shadow I had kind of was like, hoo, 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 and gave me like all this bad, ¿cómo se llama? Just bad just vibes. Energy.
No, yeah, yeah, like around that time, you guys, like, I remember like I would hang out with Yuatsi and hell, it was so weird. Like you were just never fully there.
I wasn't like, there, huh? I was just like, kind of like.
It was sad and like. It's because there was so much going on, you guys, like so much going on that like I didn't know where it was coming from. But like, I think the one time that like really sticks with me as well was like the one time we went to Universal Studios. Like we went to Universal Studios like with the whole family. Gosh. It was such a great time. But like, dude, no matter what you would do, like you would talk to her and she wouldn't even like laugh. Like I'd be like, say I'd say something dumb and she'd be like, like, dude. Oh, I hated it. And then like I would try to talk to her and like it just felt like I wasn't talking. She'd be spacing out all the time and then she'd just be like very disconnected.
I disassociated yes. all the time. And I was just disconnected with the world.
Yeah. And like it was around the time with the tarot cards, but then also that's when you started doing more of like your antidepressants or something.
That's when I started hopping onto my antidepressants because I really needed help. I was having like panic and anxiety attacks almost every day, like really bad panic anxiety attacks.
Yeah. And it was just like, I remember after she told me when she had like that one cleanse or whatever, like right after, like I did notice her like a little bit more there, more energetic, more like talking to us. And like, so it was just like a crazy ass like switch of like seeing what she, how she was and then like now. But yeah, that's why like I literally don't mess with even crystals. I remember like I feel like everybody was onto crystals at some point. Like even on TikTok, everyone's like, "Oh, I got my worst quartz or whatever." Yeah. And like, bitch, even that I was like, "No thanks." And people would be like, "Here, just carry this crystal." Like, and like I know there's like for a lot of positive things and people like enjoy crystals and stuff, but like I am too scared to mess with energy like that.
Yeah.
That I'm like, no, like because I don't, I don't know how to use that stuff, and I don't.
And my Reiki healer told me the same thing. She was just like, I told her, and I was like, I also mess around a lot with crystals, and she was like, look, and she was like, a lot of these crystals, people claim that they get them from I don't know where. You don't really know where they get them from, and a lot of crystals too, you cannot mix energies together. And she was giving me a list, like, you can't mix this crystal with this crystal because it'll give you negative energy. So I have all my crystals in the living room, but I don't touch them anymore because I was like, I'm just not going to fuck with the energy. They're there. Pero I don't touch them anymore because I me traumé with all this stuff. And she just told me, like, look, if you ever want to know more about crystals, I'll guide you and I'll tell you what to use. But if you just don't want to mess with them, just stop messing with them.
Do you want to talk about that one story?
With the crystal? I was thinking that about it too. Why does everything happen to me?
Because well, you're the weakest link. Yes,
because I'm the prettier one. I'm telling you. They want to bring me down.
Since we were younger, it's always been
it's
her.
It's always me. This fucking episode just be Yuatsi's life story.
I'm just a witness.
I know. He's just like, yeah, anyway. Okay, so remember that good friend that I told you that recommended me to her Reiki healer? So it was my esthetician, Karina. Hey, Karina, I love you so much. But Karina is also really good with like her crystals and with good energy. That's why I love being around her because she has really, really good energy. And she was giving me a facial and she was like, hey, like I have this one crystal that I would like to like add in today's little session. And I'm just going to like put it in your heart to kind of help you pull some of that negative energy. It was around the same time. And I was just like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And then I was like, no me va a pasar nada, you know? So she did my facial and then me pone una máscara, like that covers my entire like face, even my eyes. It just leaves my nose open and it just really is really good for the skin. Me la puso and then she started adding crystals in like my chakras because I guess that's where they go to like pull all the energy and just make you feel amazing, whatever. She put this one that she told me was more of like a stronger crystal, but that it was going to help out a lot. And I was like, okay, sure, do it. Like, give up a facade. She puts the crystal on me. And she was just, I just remember her saying affirmations. Like, she'll go around saying affirmations. Like, bring light into Yuatzi's life, like help her with whatever she's battling with, like really kind words. But I don't know what happened to me. I just remember feeling like todo mi cuerpo se enfrió, like everything just got super cold. And I just literally felt like se me fue todo el aire. And I started getting like a really bad anxiety attack out of nowhere. And I felt it like all on my chest, just like, like, I don't know what the fuck started happening to me. And I just remember being like, Karina, Karina. And I was like, get this mask off of me. Like, I'm having a really bad panic attack. Like, out of nowhere, I started freaking out so, so bad. And Karina was just like, oh, shit, shit. Like, let me help you. And chinga, she like peeled off everything. And I just stood up. And again, I literally thought my world was going to end in that little tiny moment. It was so scary. I can't even describe it to you. But me sentí como que me estaba ahogando. Like, me estaba muriendo in that little moment. And then she's so sweet. I remember she ran to her little pantry and she got me some chocolate and she was like, drink chocolate or eat this chocolate. It helps with anxiety. I used to comiéndome el pinche chocolate para calmarme because fuck. And then she told me, she's like, you know what? I'm so sorry. You probably weren't ready to receive the energy from this crystal. And she said that crystal is really good at literally pulling out all of the negativity. And she was like, you probably just weren't ready to exert all of that energy out. And it just fucking scared the fuck out of you. And I'm like, damn, dude, it's crazy how all of these things, like you said, have so much energy. And like what they can do.
And that's scary too, like what you said about like the weakest link. Because I feel like that's one thing I've always heard is like that these entities or energies or whatever, sometimes it's just attached to like whatever they feel they can feed off of. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's why with me, I'm like, no thanks. I will not play with anything. I will not welcome anything into my life.
So that's a very big recommendation to you guys. That esas cosas sí existen. Whether you want to believe it or not, sí existen. And just don't mess with them. Because nunca sabes lo que va a pasar, but you just should not fucking mess with that stuff. Like, ¿pa qué? Why would you want something bad to happen to you, you know? Yeah, you guys, in case you're wondering, por si les importa, seguro ni les importa, but I am doing a lot better now. I'm no longer possessed. I just am definitely in like a way better place. I don't know if it's the antidepressants or just getting mentally stronger, or maybe a little bit of both, but I am doing like insanely better. So now I'm pretty and smart. Not that.
You gotta know about that. A ver, usted tiene historias porque yo ya me cansé de hablar. Thank you guys so much for listening to this. No, so this is a little more of like a lighter note. So I didn't get possessed. How they
exit? They're like, we don't want to know this.
They're like, swipe up, close up. No. This is like a funny. Something to do with like paranormal, but it wasn't meant to be paranormal. So a long time ago, you guys, when I still lived with my parents, I had like, I got the idea to do a prank on my parents. So there was this little like prank trend that was going on where people, I don't know if you guys have seen it, like you go on your bed or just somewhere and you get like a broomstick, you put a blanket over it and you make it look like you're laying down. So it almost looks like you're flying. I don't know how to explain it too well, but if you know, you know. But basically, but
are you actually floating?
No, big. How the fuck am I gonna be floaty? I'm all flying. No, it's basically an illusion. So it makes it look like you're like, for example, I did it on my bed. It makes it look like I'm floating on top of my bed, like if I'm flying and shit. But in reality, you're not. It's just an illusion.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, it'll be funny to like prank my parents, make them think that I'm flying. And like, so and keep in mind, you guys, I have a video of all this. So I place my phone down and then I'm like laying down, pretending that I'm fucking floating or whatever. And it looks really realistic. So then I was like, okay, I need to sound like I'm scared so my parents believe me. So I start yelling. I'm like, Ma. And my mom's all the way in the kitchen. I was like, Ma. So then I was like, fuck, I don't sound scared enough.
Was I there?
I don't know.
Probably not, huh? I don't think so. It doesn't sound familiar.
So I just remember both my parents. And then I was like, Ma. Like, and that one, even when I screamed, I was like, oh, fuck, that sounded a little bit scary. Like, I screamed it, like, very scary. My mom's like, ¿qué? And ya viene. So I'm just like, so when she opens the door, I'm like, mami, ayúdame, mami. Like, as scared as, like, oh, fuck, I hated this. I hate talking about this story.
What the fuck? So
my mom opens the door, and immediately she panicked. Like, it didn't even take her a second to be like, what's going on? Like, I can see in her face that, like, she just went, like, oh my fucking God, what is happening? And right away she's like, I think she's asking like, Diosito, por favor, oh my God. And then like she's like, Luis, ¿qué te está pasando? Like all scared, but like in my head, I'm like, this is funny. And then after like I start laughing, I'm like, and she gets scared. So she like hits me because she doesn't know what's going on. And my mom was like full on panicked. And then it kind of took her a second to realize what was happening and that it was just a prank. But I was cracking up and shit. And I just thought it was hella funny that she fell for my prank. So then when I stopped recording, because my mom was fucking pissed. Like, she was, like, hitting me or whatever. Oh, my God. So, after we stopped recording, I'm, like, telling my mom, I'm like, that was funny, huh? And then she's, like, still all pale. And she's, like, all pissed. And she's, like, pensé que algo te se metió, pendejo. And she's telling me, like, a bunch of shit.
So, she thought you got possessed.
Yes, you guys. And that's the last thing that I thought. Like, I thought it was, like, a funny prank of, like, me flying. My mom was going to be, like, oh, my God, what happened? But my mom got scared because she said she thought que algo se me metió. And that I was, like, and now that... That's why I don't, oh I've gosh. Never watched that video since I filmed it. I filmed it and I never, and it's like a long ass video, but like I never even had, wanted to crop it or nothing. I left it. I didn't delete it. I don't know why I didn't delete it, but I was just like, no, like I just never looked at it. I never watched it. I sent it to my mom and she's watched it. And like now she can and laugh at it. And she showed it
to me.
Oh, Daniel. Really? You saw it?
Yeah, she showed it to me. She's like, mira lo que me hizo Luis.
But my mom has a short version because I think I did end up cropping it to send it to her, but... It's a long ass video. And she actually brought it up not too long ago. She's like, Armandamelo. I was like, mommy, I don't know where that video is. It's I have so many pictures on my phone, you guys. I have like...
It's like buried in there somewhere.
So I never watched it since then. And I don't want to watch it because my mom was just telling me that she thought it was something more like demon possession type of thing. So it scares me to watch it because like I remember the fear in my mom's voice and her eyes.
Oh, you're all traumatized. She was all pale. By it too.
So I feel like I was like, ew, like is... Like, that's what I would have witnessed if I really was possessed. And, like, two, like, I don't want to see myself as, like, what I would look like if I was, like, possessed. Yes, bitch, I don't want to see that. Because, like, my mom, like, was all fucking scared. And then I think my dad right away knew it was a prank because my dad was kind of, like, laughing. Well, he was kind of, like, giggling in the back. So my mom got mad at him thinking that he was in on the prank. But, yeah, so my mom was all fucking pissed. She was, like, hitting me. I think she, like, almost even cried, like... She was just, like, hella fucking panicked out. And then later on, she told me that, like, she just thought it was something like that, that they've had some, like, crazy-ass paranormal experiences. So, her mind immediately went to, like, fuck. She's like, I don't know what I was going to do. Like, I thought something had already taken you. Like, she's like, oh. So, like, just thinking about it scared me.
Pobrecita. You traumatized her all more.
And she even told me, she's like, oh, like, find it, like, it's funny now, you don't have to be scared. She's like, post it, it's probably funny as fuck. But I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, you're all traumatized.
Yeah, I was like, ahora tú me traumaste a mí. I was like, I literally don't want to post it. Yeah,
because I remember the video, my mom was like, her voice was just so scared.
Yeah, bitch. That was scary. And then like, ugh, even the way that I yelled sounded the scariest. I feel like it all just seemed very like believable. And I was like, ew, I don't want to like mess with something like that again. And I don't want to like even just be in that vibe. I don't know, I like getting scared, but like I also hate it.
Yeah. I'm going to scare you next time.
Like, have you been to, like, the haunts? Like,
oh, no, dude. Huh? Well, no, I have. But I think ever since what I experienced with the tarot cards, now I don't fuck with any of that shit. Really? Dude, like, me da tanto miedo to go... Anything that has demonic... Like, I don't even watch scary movies anymore. We recently watched Insidious. And even for that one, I was, like, terrified to watch it because I was like, dude, I told myself I wasn't going to be fucking with this shit anymore because it fucked me up really bad.
Yeah.
But Insidious, nada que ver. Like, now that we watch it back, it was all corny. It was a little corny.
But back then, it was, like, the scariest shit out there. But, oh, fuck, I lost my train of thought.
But, like, the Conjuring movies, I don't fuck with those.
Oh, the whole, like, those haunting thing. So, like... I like getting scared, but like every time I go into those things, like I have my eyes and my ears closed the whole time. I know, dude, it's literally the most like dumbest shit ever, but I like being there. Que va. Para gastar dinero. Para que me toquen las nalgas. Bro, the ghosts are like. No, you guys, but like we were talking about my parents. My parents have even more paranormal shit that they've witnessed. Like, because a lot of ours are, like, more either stories that we've heard or things like that or things that we've witnessed, like, noises and stuff. But, like, to see with our own eyes, like, I don't think so. But, I mean, my parents have some fucking scary stories. So, like, if you guys want to, like, hear those, maybe if my parents are okay with it, we can share with you guys. Because those are, like, a little bit more, like, legit scary as fuck.
And they're kind of personal to them, too. So yeah. we kind of have to ask for permission to share those stories.
Or if we have them, I don't know if they'd be comfortable
I don't think
them.
They would be. Because even with us, sometimes we're like, share stories, and they get all shy. They're like, well.
Because, like, when we were younger, like we said, you guys, they wouldn't let us, like, watch scary movies or, like, engage with anything like that. And we just thought they were, like, parents being strict. But, like, now that we were older, they've told us so many scary stories. They've told us things that they've experienced, things within our family that has happened, and like they tell us now because we're like old enough, and they're like, pues ya están grande, like you won't be like a little kid where you're gonna be like scared and stuff. So like I remember like every time they tell stories like that, every time we unlock a new story, it scares me because I'm like, oh my god, they like kept this from us for so long, for and like so now long. They're like willing to tell us about it.
Yeah,
and it's scary. I feel like it's always scarier hearing it from an adult.
Oh, we'll see, because it's more believable because it's an adult. It's just like, than a mocoso.
Yeah, and like my parents, obviously they had no fucking reason to lie to us, and like why would they? All right, they're all made up.
Well, I shook hands with the Llorona.
Bitch. Imagine. No, but if you guys have any scary stories or anything similar to what we've experienced or something, let us know in the comment section below. I always love reading other people's stories or knowing that we're not alone.
All right. They're like, well, I have an alien in my attic.
Big all homies. No, but I'm a knock on wood.
I do not claim any of the negative energy that was spoken into this podcast.
Bitch. The ghost was like, fuck, I can't get her no more. Bitch, you're scaring me now.
But if you guys want us to share any more scary stories, I think I'd be down to share more stories, like my parents and stuff.
Yeah, those are
let us know and we'll do them if Louie isn't such a pussy.
But thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode.
And we'll see you next time.